devil gets your soul.
Hi, y'all. I'm Charlie Daniels. The new book is called Never Look at the Empty Seats. I've played a lot of empty seats in my time. When you first start, I mean, people literally don't know who you are. The way to do it is every time you hit the stage, you act like you're playing in front of a full house. We have a chronological companion piece to the book, Soul Through Walmart. It starts at the first record I ever made in 1959, an instrumental song called Jaguar, and comes up through the present day.
You leave this long-haired country boy alone.
I started playing guitar when I was about 14 or 15 years old, started learning it, and then I got into mandolin. The fingerboard on a mandolin and a fiddle are the same. One of the kids I went to school with said when I played fiddle, it sounded like somebody stepped on a cat. But that's what I went through to learn it, you know, and I just kept messing with it until I could get it right. My influences, I started playing bluegrass music, so it was Bill Monroe and Flat and Scruggs and Rio and Smiley and those people. And then I started, about the time Elvis came along, he made it possible for a country boy to play rock music. So I got on board on that about middle 50s, 55, 56, along in there. And I was influenced by, first of all, by bluegrass and country, regular country. And of course, Elvis and Carl Perkins. The 70s were the golden era of music to me when we had the radio stations that played the album cuts. And that was our format, that's what we played at. You could cut a 10-minute record and get it played. Today's country music, to me, and I kind of hesitate to say this because it sounds like a derogatory remark, and it's not. It's just that, to me, a lot of it sounds the same. But at the same time, there are some artists who, when they are different, they almost come out as anomalies. There's two come to mind, would be Zac Brown and Chris Stapleton, and when you hear them on the radio amongst all the other artists, they stick out. That's what greatness is. Is being different, is being daring to sound different.
Well, now the devil went down to Georgia and he's looking for a soul to steal. He was in the
I had this line in my mind, devil went down to Georgia. Certain things triggered me, something poetic about that line. If I hadn't written a song about it then and I heard it now, I'd probably write one about it now. I played seven fiddles on the devil's part. Now, nowadays, that would probably be done electronically, but we did it organically. When I hold the fiddle wrong, I hold the bow wrong, I put too much pressure on the strings, and people always want to know why I break bow hairs. It's because I pushed the bow too hard. It's a harsher, guttier sound, and I kept adding fiddles till we got the devil sound that we wanted. The basic purpose of my music is to entertain. I'm an entertainer. I found out a long time ago, entertainers stay in business, musicians wander around, and that's how you build up a following. So it's saying, you know, as in all things in life, accentuate the positive and don't worry about the negative. You can get it all the usual places, of course, Amazon and the places you order books, everything that should be everywhere.